Yo, y'all know what time it is once again for another edition of the EG3 podcast. Welcome back to another running episode of this podcast, Eddie Greer III here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, sports, running, and whatever important comes across this desk here in the state of Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, recording this Thursday episode on Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. Thank you so much for checking in to this podcast. This is your very first time listening to an episode of the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your week to do so. This was when I first got in, well, quick summary real quick. Before this changed back to the original format, this was a sports podcast first. Once I began in the space, the podcasting space, then for 6-7 years, I lost count, but this was a NASCAR podcast for a long time before last year, changing it back to the original format for the exception of adding in running into this mix. So that's just a short summary here for you here about the podcast. Well, it's Thursday when this podcast comes out. It's Thursday, folks. You know what it is. Running edition. And of course, here I'm not gonna talk all about the KC Metro Mile today because you're truly going out to Manhattan this weekend for a huge race out there. We're getting into that here momentarily. But KC Metro Mile going down June 12th in Kansas City, Missouri, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Rockers High School, everything going to start at 6 p.m. Rockers High School, it is going down. And obviously, I'm focused on the Bill Snyder Half Marathon here. But, hey, it is going down. Fast is going to be out there along with other fast athletes out as well, trying to PR or trying to repeat as winners or so forth there as well. So you've been with me for the last, 7 weeks now. I have promoted this. Obviously, I have friends that are not going to participate, and it's going to go out there and either root for their guy or their friends out there, or root for Fast Eddie out there as well. It's going to be a big night, man. One of the biggest, if not my favorite, other than the Bill Snyder Half Marathon racing event on my calendar throughout the year. This is incredible. This is incredible stuff. And this is a wrinkle that I read in my email on Monday. Obviously, they're going to add in now I saw this on their Insta story, KC Metro Mile, or Metro Mile KC, I think, on their Instagram page. They are putting an 800-meter showcase. Now, again, I don't have this. Now, I don't know the revised schedule for this year. I don't know where they're going to put that. It's like, that's not going to be a half. That might, and from what I'm taking, if I'm right, this could be like a somewhat of a halftime show. No, not your R&B, not your rap Super Bowl halftime show. Talking about a race of the fastest 800-meter runners in the metro area. And I believe I got the email pulled up actually right here. So 800-meter showcase that would highlight the boys 4x8 from a court. Well, how about this? So Rockers' own high school, number one in the state, from where I look at it, in the 4x8. So you're gonna have that going on, and that they actually from what I read from that email that I wrote down, they recently won the Penn Relays recently. So Rockers High School, where the KC Metro Mile is going down for the fourth year of this event, Rockers High School's own 4x8 will be out there. Now, I think they're going to be running against each other, if I read that correctly. And on top of that, you're going to have the number 7th team in the nation come in here, high school team in the nation coming in here. That's Bentonville High School. Now, if you know Bentonville, that's a city y'all should know. Some of y'all should know that, because the Bentonville half was a couple months ago, and you're truly thought about racing down that half down there. But instead, he had to train for another marathon. But yeah, so you have the 7th-ranked team in the nation coming from Bentonville coming up here. Oh, man. Oh, boy. It just adds the excitement already. Look, I'm already excited about this weekend, but I'm going to be super excited. Let's get through Memorial Day weekend. Let's get through the Bills on a half. And then it's all holds bar for June 12th, man. I can't wait. Let's just throw a curveball in here and showcase our fastest 4x8, Rockhurst High School Zone will be out there. And I believe if I saw that right, there's four other qualifiers going to be in this. Yeah, so I don't know where we're going to slot this at. This could be in the halftime show, or this could be later on in the night. Again, all this going down June 12th. June 12th, Rockhurst High School. You don't know where that is. You might go ahead Google that right now. Go ahead Google that right now. Obviously, Rockhurst High School. Why I say that, because that is, if you have run the Rock the Parkway Half Marathon this year, you know where that is. That's right there near the start finish line, near McDonald, Burns and McDonald. I keep screwing that up. But you know what I'm talking about. Burns and McDonald headquarters over there. So, man, it's just going to be a huge night of running, of races and everything else like that. You do not want to miss this, folks. You just don't. You do not want to miss this. So, I was already looking forward to this. And now you add in the fact that I'm going to sit and watch the state's best 4x8 coming out of that school. They're going to be racing. Now, they're going to be racing against each other, I believe, individually. This ain't teams. This ain't no teamwork going on here. Obviously, this is going to be a night of head-to-head against the fastest milers in across middle school, high school, masters, open divisions, high school elites from between the boys and girls. It's going to be something. And if you missed out on last week's episode, you might want to check that out, because I did talk about, went through some of the lists, entry list from a couple weeks ago. Now, again, signups are still going on as I speak right now, and I have not checked up. And I'll be getting emails soon, probably not next week, but probably the week after that. We'll see where I am going to be ranked as far as time goes, because they make all the heats top 20 time, right? So I believe for the masters last year, they divided into two heats, the silver, the B heat, and then of course the A heat was the main heat. And of course yours truly was in the fastest heat, and the times shown it. I don't need to talk more than that. The proof's in the pudding. That the A heat has some horses in it for sure, and I believe it's going to be the same thing. So, and with yours truly looking for possibly more than just another PR for the third consecutive year in a row. So we'll see what how it all shakes out. Anxious, been doing some hard ass. Oh man, doing some hard ass workouts lately. So here in the last couple weeks. So yeah, man. It along with trying to get ready. Well, you can't do two things at once. Well, some people can. Well, others, you know, try to focus on one thing. But yeah, trying to get ready for this mile, while obviously the mileage is, you know, it's not what it was from the marathon, obviously, but still getting in that work, that mileage in, and obviously doing some stupid, crazy speed workouts here over the past 2 weeks. And it's only, and from what my coach told me, it's only going to get harder from here. And speaking of which, I got Thursday workout, obviously, will be tomorrow when this podcast comes out. And when this episode does come out, I'm already going to be done with it, because I'm moving that to the morning there to get that knocked out and not wait until the afternoon to get that out of the way. I know. So, but because I'm probably going to go to one of the running groups that I have not been to in several months. It's been ages since I've been to one of those groups on a Thursday night there as well. So yeah, man, getting down to it. And hey, I talked to somebody yesterday that, hey man, it's EG3 time. It's hot, getting hot out there, and the stretch could be very huge. For Fast Eddie, and those of you wondering who Fast Eddie is, that's me putting myself in third person, EG3 for the EG3 podcast, coming at you here, recording this Thursday episode on May Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, here on this running edition of the podcast. If you're interested in going back and checking a abbreviated NASCAR podcast, a sports podcast on Tuesday, I know it was less than it had usually, but go back, check it out. Christopher Bell outdueling Joey Logano, passing him with less than 10 laps to go. Go listen to that episode there on Tuesday. There as well, we'll have more of a back to normal kind of episode on Tuesday because I moved things around, so I had to try to squeeze that in there while I could. So that's up there wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast there as well. Staying on the KC Metro Mile, June 12th, less than a month away, right? Keep this up note. The top 16 high school boys and girls will be eligible for the elite high school races, which caps off a big night. Because the first year I did this. This is the fourth year that KC Running Company has hosted this event. The first year, right? The first year that I did it, it was the elites, not the high school. The elites went. So the fastest men and women went. And then they moved the high school around. They switched the high school with the elite. So now you have the high school boys and girls wrapping up a huge night of track and field out there in Rockhurst High School. So the top 16, and I think, if I remember correctly there, hang on a second. Yeah, I think it's going to be 16 on 16 if I saw that correctly. And again, speaking of the elites, the top 20 will be eligible. So the elite female and elite males, I know that in advice, why they come out, the elite boys, let me put it like this, elite men and elite women, top 20, only top 20 go. I think they should do that for me. I think they should do that for the Masters too, for that matter, because of how competitive it is there. But I digress. But yeah, so you got the elite men and women, the top 20 will be competing only, and then you have the high school girls and boys, top 16. I imagine just the 16 of them will be throwing it down on the track's hottest night on June 12th. So again, we'll come back again leading up to it. You're going to hear me talk about it all the way up into it, and then of course the postcast after the fact of it to see if EG3 can do it yet again, and can he get more? We'll have to see. We'll see how he does. But first off, though, he's got to get through another half marathon. And I mentioned KC Metro Mile up there in one of my favorite races, if not the favorite, but overtook that in that spot originally, normally, the Bell Snyder Half Marathon, which if you guys did not figure the clues out, I pushed it back to next week because I figured, it's Memorial Day weekend, and the Bill Snyder Half Marathon always accumulates around Memorial Day weekend. Woo! You're truly going back to the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, not New York. New York's hopping right now because of the Knicks getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, and speaking of which, they're playing tonight, by the way, as I'm recording this podcast. They're going to be playing here in another hour as I in the middle of this podcast, but yeah, back to Manhattan, Kansas. Bill Snyder Half Marathon, the 11th edition, going down Saturday morning. Of course, the 5K is 7:30. The half marathon starts at 7. And thank the good Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The original course is back from where it all started. And for your truly, this half marathon right here. This half marathon right here, where it all started. The half marathon adventure anyways. My very first half marathon ever came right here, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And of course, that field, that's obviously a past life now, if you will, now. But again, I've been wrestling with it, to be honest. The decision, obviously, obviously right now, all my speed stuff is focusing on the KC Metro Mile, not that, because the half marathon will be the A race in the fall. No marathon for Fast Eddie. No full marathon. Nope. Not the rest of the year anyways. So I've already said it plenty of times on the show. If you're new to this podcast, then look, I already did my marathon for the year, and now originally it was supposed to be half marathon block, but things changed. I decided, you know what, let's give a marathon another go. Did time, finished everything else, time, not the par, but still finished it. And so now yours truly, the marathon's out of the window for the rest of the year. That's gonna have to wait until next year, or if something else pops up, like maybe an ultra or something, maybe I might hop in that. But for right now, the marathon, put that in a box right now. All the eye attention, really, for the rest of the year is going to be that marathon, which I've already signed up for that fall half marathon, excuse me, for early November. Yes, sir. So that's out there already. So looking forward to that, but really looking forward to Saturday's race, man. Back out there. Now, the last 2 years, I've competed in the 5K 2 years ago, and then in a close battle last year, was trying to repeat, came up second short, because again, race etiquette, having to dance around. Yeah, and yes, I have a daughter, but all that aside, kids having to dip and dive, dodge, speed past kids and whatnot, and also trying to really put the turbo boost on early on the eventual winner. That didn't work out. We still battled. That went right down to the last quarter mile to the finish, where obviously we all going to finish inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium, home of the K-State Wildcats. Yours truly, a K-State alum. KSU Wildcats, baby. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, so everybody will finish inside there. But last year, everybody told me they hated the course. They hated it. And I think it got hot. Yep. So you don't know what you're going to get. It got hot. Yep. They ran on gravel. Some people got lost. Some people told me they got lost out there. What are we doing? So nobody liked that course. So I'm glad, at least for the 5K purposes anyways, that I went out to try to repeat, fell short of that, still finished third. The podium finished third, but the less to be desired there as well. But yeah, did not want to miss out. And I was back and forth on this decision. This was sort of a last-minute decision here to go, even though, yes, I'm still traveling to Manhattan. Yes, still doing that. But with this around the corner, thinking that some people are going to ask where I'm at. And I know it's going to happen. I know there's folks out there too damn well. Now, where Eddie at? Why is he not doing this? So that kind of tipped the scale over there. So I gotta go and handle some business over there. So let everybody know. I still mean business over there. So yeah, man, I'll be over there. I'll be traveling actually after work. So I finally got the granted. I was really worried about it. Not the travel part, but the off access for work. You know, I'm working a half a day, so got that cleared off. Because if I didn't, I was going to call in. No. I was going to call in. No joke at all. So I was going to call in because, hey, I mean, we all got to do what we got to do, right? So that's clear. So I'll be working half a day and then hitting the road back out to Manhattan, Kansas for this, the 11th edition of the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. Goes down on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, of course. And along with the 5K starts half hour later, so that's going to be out in the stadium. For those of you doing that, listen to this podcast, listen to doing that, have fun with that. We're going to be coming from I-70, the start, finally, this is where it all started, man. I cannot wait to get out there. I love point-to-point races. I don't like sitting around in circles. That's not fun. And in my very first marathon, two loops, if I go back and know what I know now about this stuff. Oh, no, I did it. The EG3 podcast. The EG3 podcast continues race week for EG3. Going out back to Manhattan, Kansas for Memorial Day weekend to tackle the Bill Snyder Half Marathon once again. Just back to the scene. Literally, back to the scene. It's been 2 years since I did the half, the Bill Snyder Half. the first year when I did when I won a 5K 2 years ago, they had it was the original course when I won that 5K, and then last year, of course, trying to run it back in the 5K, they had to reinvigorate some things because of the stupid construction on K-177. So now, all that, they got it clear from KDOT out there in Kansas. Yep, KDOT Kansas, that they got. Manhattan Running Company, shout out to y'all. Can't wait to see y'all out there. Can't wait to see a lot of y'all out there, actually. It's been a bit. it's been a bit since, but yeah, I'm anxious to get back out. I'm really excited to get out there. I'm in pretty much calm this week for some reason. I don't know why, but been really calm, excited, and it getting back out there, and we're all just, it's just Manhattan in general. I don't have time to share all the life story and all that. Brings a whole bunch of memories back, obviously for me. And again, I'm not going to share all that, all that with y'all. I have to write a book about Manhattan, the good, bad, the ugly, and the disappointments, right? All that stuff. But yeah, man, I'm excited to get out there. And I got two different types of game plans going into it. So I'm not gonna share those game plans with you until the postcast next week. So overall, man, so pumped up to get out there and run this race. This brings back, this event has special meaning for me personally. My first half marathon. But this first half marathon, this exact race, 7 years ago. 7 years ago. Yes. 2018. I've been going back and looking through, taking myself back memory lane, looking at all the reading back all the stats, if you want to call that results stats. We're gonna call that, like, damn, I come a long way, from where I'm at now, and might be trying to take that next step in the half marathon. We'll see what happens, because we'll see what happens on Saturday, how it all shakes out. Obviously, the weather going to be in question. The last time I was in the state of Kansas, man, I think Kansas has something on me or something, because it was a torrential downpour. Salina, Kansas, the Salina half marathon, pouring rain. Well, and by the way, you're interested. In that, how I did in that, well, I'm probably going to say it anyway, but you're interested in how that happened, go back, check it out. That's on the feed as well. So, for rain in the last time I checked it was on Monday. Rain, the forecast, it was like 50-50 chance last time I looked. That was back on Monday. So, I wanted to wait until like Friday or at least Thursday night to look at the hourlies and see what, depending on what I'm wearing. So, that's the question right there. But I got two game plans in place. I got an A plan and a backup plan. So we'll see what Eddie brings out, obviously, on Saturday. And y'all gonna hear about it next week on this podcast. That's for sure. But man, excited to get out there. Obviously, the course, I got asked this last weekend. obviously, when you look at it, net downhill. But you got to go through a couple of rollers first. You're starting off actually the first mile downhill, and then you're going climbing up the famous Flint Hills, and then you're going down that big downhill. Ooh! So hopefully by the time phase one for EG3 in the books, I can unleash a little bit, because I just know this course too well. And the course on the backside, you hit campus, and that's where a couple of hills will sneak up on you, especially the last one, that little trail. I miss running there in general, Manhattan, good old Manhattan, Kansas. I'm going to pop up here and there this summer, hopefully, a little bit more than I have, but I've been so swamped. And it's no excuse, shouldn't be no excuse, but haven't had a chance to get out there as much as I'd like to, having to take care of some other things. But yeah, definitely, this is one of them, that going out there and participating, taking part in this big event. This is, I just couldn't pass it up. I just could not pass it up an opportunity to go back on the old course. And it's only been a year anyway, so it's not like we haven't been on this course for 10 years or something like that. This event has been going on for 10 years now. Shout out Manhattan Running Company for putting us on and getting us back on the old course where everybody likes the old course. Downhill, flat, and then, of course, you're going to be dealing with the campus. The campus part is going to be the tricky part there because you're going to be dealing with some inclines there. And then, yeah, the finish line, everybody, again, back to the top of this podcast, right? Everybody's going to finish at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Of course, for those who don't know, Bill Snyder, the famous head coach at Kansas State, bringing home a couple Big 12 titles, or actually, I should know this. Had brought two Big 12 titles to Kansas State, and the current coach, obviously, Chris Klieman, who also has brought us a Big 12 championship as well. So there's that as well. So everybody will finish there. It just again, hopefully we can add some more memories on Saturday for sure. I'm sure somebody's gonna be like, where are you coming from? So I'm pretty sure we'll catch a chat after the fact. I got two game plans in place. I have my coach's game plan and I have kind of my merged a little bit. So I know we'll talk. Me and my coach will talk on Friday late afternoon. Discuss those plans even further than that. But man, I just can't wait to get out there. This would be the eighth time. This will be the eighth time crossing the finish line, where that's the half or the 5K of this event by itself. When I look up, it's like, wow, I just missed participating in this event by 2 years or 3 years by manner. So I haven't missed much, and I was definitely leaning towards missing this race. Because, yeah, I mean, we all want to focus on one race. We all know how that went, but hey, we missing out. Everybody out here racing, having a good old time. We out here on the bench, sitting. So I'm like, I better not do it. This is my time. And of course, got the clear. She was cool with it. So we're gonna go out here and see what we can do, man. See what we can add to the memory bank of the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. Of course, we'll have the postcast next week on this show. This is going to be the start of a huge run. And no, I'm not doing a lot of races. This is kind of a big stretch because I got this KC Metro Mile, and then after that, some people already knew I was doing Grandma's. I didn't tell y'all that. How y'all know? I didn't know I was doing the Grandma's. I didn't tell y'all that. I know for sure I didn't tell y'all that. So I'm like, what? Are you doing Grandma's one? Man, the world travels fast around here, especially when I complain. I'm just like, I'm laughing. I didn't tell you guys that. But I'll be doing, but not the marathon. I just told you, not doing the marathon. I am going return trip back to Duluth. Speaking of return trips, another return trip back to Duluth, Minnesota. Going back to do the half marathon. And I'm hopefully next year, I want to return and do the marathon again next year, see if I can better that and try to get myself into, try to be on that, one of my friends is on that Boston 2027 qualifying stuff. I'm going to try to get on that plan possibly next year and do it through this race. I love the Grandma's Marathon. I love that course too. Two summers ago, we did that race up there. So, yeah, man, this is a big stretch, and obviously a big race could be looming too as well. And I'm not talking about a marathon. I just said that. So this is, it's summertime. Tony Stewart gets hot and starts winning. This is the time. EG3, let's get it. Let's get after it. And I'm kind of be on a plan-ish for Saturday. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how the legs feel because I haven't done much running other than the fact that I've just been focused more on the speed stuff, more on this running stuff or the mile stuff anyway. So, but I think I'm going to be ready to go, man. I think I'm going to be ready to go. We'll just have to see how it all shakes out. And, of course, the last but not least, the weather part. Yeah, so we'll see what happens, man. Overall, Memorial Day weekend. Huge weekend across the board, NBA playoffs, running, baseball, yeah, it's all across the board. So if you're running a race this week or something, or traveling out, or doing something special for Memorial Day weekend, be safe out there, enjoy it, and EG3 and company, we're going to be out here. out there traveling out west, back west to Manhattan, Kansas, and see what we can do against everybody else on Saturday morning. I cannot wait. It's just going to, I don't know how I'm going to feel, how I'm gonna feel emotionally, but it's time. It's time to get out there and, hey, like we usually do, baby. Let's just take care of business like we always do, right? The ET3 Podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we're free and available twice a week, weekly. Wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes again, Amazon. We're on those platforms and so much more. If you like what you're hearing, definitely interested in more of the KC Metro Miles to get closer, definitely hit that subscribe button. Like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content. Y'all be first to know, be notified about that as well. Folks, we have crossed the finish line on another episode of the ET3 Podcast. Big thank you to you guys for hanging out with me this week. Again, go back and check out the All-Star Recap, short version of All-Star Recap from Tuesday. This will be out tomorrow per usual. And guys, gals, have a safe Memorial Day weekend. For those of you traveling out Manhattan, I'll be seeing you out there on Saturday. This has been another edition of the 3... The 3Wipe, aka the 3Wipe Podcast, EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.